Online Podcast 360. No, ladies and gentlemen, whores is what I usually greet you with. Welcome to Online Podcast. I am very hyper today because I just downed a big pot of green tea. And I'm going to tell you why I am drinking green tea, because I ate the world's largest funnel cake just about 2-3 hours ago. It was so big and so crunchy, delicious, very oily. Like, after I had, like, a few bites, I felt like I've probably drank a cup of oil. But it was delicious, though. It was delicious, and I'm glad that a couple of my friends actually went with us, and we shared that. So four of us ate the whole thing. It was delicious, however, but it was, like, gross afterwards. And it's very rare that I get grossed out by greasy food, but it was kind of getting weird. As I came back and I had an apple, I cut up an apple, a Fuji apple. It was not as sweet as I wanted it to be, but it was still good, refreshing. And that was my dinner, an apple and a pot of green tea. So why did I have funnel cake? Well, today, Sunday, I actually, from work, work organized this event, and they've rented they closed down the theme park here in Kansas City, the Worlds of Fun. Those of you who are from here will probably know which one I'm talking about. Well, we only have one theme park, so Worlds of Fun, we went there, and it's free, you know, it's shut down, and it's part of our work's summer event. I'm gonna burp. This time I moved away from my microphone. I hope you can't hear it. Sorry, I saw that meter moved. Anyway, at least I didn't burp right into them. Whatever, I don't care. Anyway, so we went there to from work, and a bunch of work friends went there as well. And Bruce and I went. Bruce, you know, Bruce does not like a lot of rides, but he was kind enough to join me. And we went there for lunch, and then we stayed, and we actually took a train ride, because they actually have a steam train that will take you around the theme park. And then while you're on the train, you will be introduced to different rides. And so it was actually quite nice that we took that train. That was our first ride. It wasn't really a ride, but it was a train ride. And it's one that Bruce would want to take and enjoy. So we did that. I'm going to take a sip of my green tea. Did you know, just like wine, or any really aromatic liquid that you taste, for instance, I'm going to pour my tea. For instance, olive oil. Can you hear it? I don't know if you can hear the trickling of my tea. I'm down to the very last drops of my tea. But did you know that you have to aerate it to really get the full impact of the aroma? So I'm going to slurp it. I'm going to move a little bit further from the microphone. Oh my God, so much more intense. So we took the train ride and went around and saw all the great popular rides. And so I sort of in my head made a list of the must-visit rides. And the first one that I went to was called Boomerang. And it was very nice. It essentially, as the name suggests, that you go on this track and then you come backwards. So it was very nice. And I tried to, almost on every ride that I get on, I try to get on the first car and the first car in the first row, of the first car. And because it's shut down, the theme park was shut down just for our work. That's not a lot of people. I mean, it's still a big company, so there's a lot of people there. However, it's not as many people as usual when you have the theme park open to the public. So then I managed to always get into the first row, including Mamba, which is the big one, the really big drop. Actually, my favorite was, what's that thing called? Prowler. Prowler was actually my favorite. It was very fast. It's a wooden roller coaster. I realized, now that I've been on quite a few, I realized I actually like wooden coasters more than steel coasters, because they're just simply a lot more... Oh, Jesus! Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I don't know what happened. I just hit the wrong button on my computer and started playing that thing. Anyway, talking about that, I need to complain about my computer a little bit. What was I saying? I completely forgot. Prowler was... Oh, I realized I like wooden roller coasters more than steel ones, because they somehow, you know, it's just more... It's just scarier, I think. It just feels more... I think rustic, rough, you know? I do like rough. Just saying. No, I don't. I like rough. I like rough. Please. Oh, there's so many things to talk about. So I hopefully don't forget. Let me make this, if I can just write it down on my notepad on Evernote. So I want to talk about... What was I saying? Oh yeah, I like wooden roller coasters more. And so I went to the one, the Prowler was really good, and then I went to, Timberwolf. Timberwolf has been there for quite a while, but it's still great. I still like it. So Timberwolf was great, and then I went to the Patriot, which is it's a steel roller coaster. I didn't want to wait. Well, I wanted to wait, but because Bruce was waiting for me, I didn't want to spend too much time trying to get on the first car. So I didn't get on the first car. I went on the very last car. If I don't get to do the very first one, I want to ride the very last one, especially wooden roller coasters. It really is. It's like on the back end, for some reason, it swings you or something. The vibration is a whole lot more greater at the back end of the car. So that's why I went there. So I tried to do that, and I didn't want to wait for the first car, so I went to the last car. But what you do is it's the metal. It's very safe, and then your feet and your legs actually dangle in the air, and then you go like spin up and down, corkscrew and everything. It was fun. Not as scary as the wooden roller coasters, I think. And of course, I was afraid that my glasses would fly off. There's actually a picture of me hanging. You know how the rides, they actually take pictures of you. I have a picture of me with picture of my right hand hanging on to my glasses, because I was afraid that it would fly off. Anyway, let me write down notes that what I want to talk about. Let's see, Pride 48. I want to talk about that. That's coming up very soon. I also want to talk about shit stress. I should have been doing this a lot earlier, but anyway, tap save. Okay. So those are the two main things I want to talk about. And did Mamba, and then I did, Detonator. Detonator. Detonator is really amazing. It's just like, it's like a really tall tower. And what is it called? I think technically that sort of ride's called, what's it called, Space Launch or something. So it essentially shoots you up really high into this tower, and then you drop, and then you go up again and down again. So it's fun. But it, you know, that lasted like, you know, under a minute, so it wasn't too big a deal. But my favorite, I think, would be Prowler. So I think that's pretty much it. And it was so far, the park was so big that, and it was not very well marked where each rides are, each ride is, and so we'd have to walk, like sometimes walk to the wrong place, and we'd have to walk back. We actually walk quite a bit, to the point where I'm like a little, like, you know, I feel like I actually worked out, and so it was all good. So anyway, Moving right along. It was really fun. It was rainy at first, and then we went and ate, and then it cleared up, and then some of my work friends came, and we all rode together for a few rides, and it was fun. And I'm glad I went, for sure. And then after that, we left and came home. And then, oh, you know what? For some reason, is it because I am, what is it called? Dehydrated. When I came back, I kind of got like, you know, felt a little feverish. And I don't know if it's because of, is it because of dehydration? Or is it because I got into, you know, I was in the rain, part of it. And it was actually kind of cold. I do have a t-shirt and a sweater, and on top of that I have a raincoat, but I do not have a hood, and so my head was getting wet. Now this is kind of like an old sort of myth, I don't know whether it's true, that you get a cold or you get fever if you play outside in the rain and then your head gets wet. And why does my computer keep waking up just weird? Like, oh, it was going into the screensaver mode. People would say if you get into the rain and then you play out in the rain and you would get a cold or a fever or whatever. Is that true? I mean, especially Asians probably would know this. I don't know. JC, what do you think? All my Asian listeners. I don't know if Pinoy Boy still listens. Maybe he does. Anyway, Pinoy Boy, have you ever heard, I mean, is it in your culture that you actually hear that kind of thing? That if you get your hair wet, if you pull out in the rain, you will have to like quickly wash your hair, otherwise you get sick. So when I came back, I felt like a little feverish, like a little warm. So my first thing was because I was dehydrated, because, you know, you don't want to drink too much, especially on the ride, because your pee would come out. Not really. You don't want to drink too much because it's expensive. It's expensive. And also, you don't want to have to go to the bathroom a lot because you'll be in lines, even though the lines were short. But you know what I mean. So I didn't really drink a whole lot. And so that's what I thought it was. Now, I took a shower and then I drank a lot of water. And of course, now I drank tea. So I feel a lot better, but still a little warm. My body's still a little warm. Actually, no, my face is actually normal now. It was like a little warm on my face. And now I drink tea, and of course I'm going to get dehydrated from the tea, and I'm going to probably get feverish again, or feel like feverish. But anyway, next, moving right along to the next topic, I want to talk about my computer. My computer, you know, I have system, not system preferences, what is that thing called on my Mac? I have a system, not system profiler, what is that thing? Activity monitor. I have that thing turned on just to see how much RAM it's being used, because sometimes, you know, you get those beach ball. I do work my computer very hard though. You know, I'm not one of those people who are very lightweight with the computer usage. I actually use the computer a whole lot. I put it to use, and I push the limit all the way to the edge. And so right now, as we're talking, I am looking at my activity monitor, and I have about 167, well, now just dropped down to 165.8 megabyte of RAM left, physical RAM. And I have 4 gig of RAM. I thought it's going to be enough, but it's not. So I'm going to have to upgrade to 8 gig sometime in the future, hopefully not too long, but I have to be careful because I can't work a whole lot over the weekends now because my parents are coming. Yes! My parents are coming to visit, and I will be, I need to spend time with them over the weekends. And we actually have activities planned. We're going to go to Las Vegas one of the weekends. We're going to do this and that. We're going to different places, this and that. And my niece is going to be here. And so there's going to be lots of activities. And I have asked to not work this over the weekends for the next 2 months while my parents are here. And so it'll be very exciting to see what my income situation is going to be because I don't want to spend too much money. I think the cheapest one that you can get right now is still $350-ish, about $350 to get 8 gig of RAM. So hopefully that's going to improve the performance. It just sounds so tempting, right? Right now, if I have 8 gig, I'll be like, oh, perfect. Because then I won't have beach balling too much anymore. I don't know. I might do it tomorrow. The more I talk about it, the better it sounds and the more I want to do it. This is how irresponsible when it comes to gadget. I'm so irresponsible. Anyway, we all know that. Let's moving right along. Next topic. I'm going to talk about poop stress. I'm going to leave the poop stress until the end. But I'm going to talk about Pride 48 first. Pride 48, as you know, is coming up. If those of you who are my listeners for a while, you would know what Pride 48 is. But however, I do know that there are some new listeners that just have been listening for the last under 1 year. So what Pride 48 is, it's this great idea that one of the podcasts, a gay podcaster, came up last year where a bunch of podcasters just get together and do a 48-hour straight podcasting live. So it's a little bit of a, you know, fresh and exciting idea because typically podcasters just record and then post it up. There's no live. There's no interaction with the listeners. There's going to be a chat room that where you can go in and actually talk to people. And this is all around the world. I'm talking about people participating from New Zealand, Australia, the UK. And so it will be fun. I am looking forward to that again. And this time, I think I'm going to do it with Michael. I'm going to do it as Ding Da Bell. And of course, if there are more slots available, then I'll probably do it another session for online. I'll be doing 1 hour with Da Bell, Ding Da Bell, and also doing another hour. Maybe I'm toying with this idea about doing a show with my brother. Since my parents will be here and my brother will be here, we can talk about family because it's probably one of those topics that we rarely discussed because, you know, it's either you don't talk about it or you, it's not one of the things that we all think about when we talk about gay programming. So I think it'll be fun to be able to, that was my first idea. If you think that that's a good idea also, let me know. Because you can call me, by the way, you can call me at 920 iPhone 1. Yes, 920 iPhone 1, and leave me your comments there, or you can go to onlinepodcast.com and leave comments there as well. I am thinking about having my brother be on the show with me, preferably with my parents around, and we don't have to, you know, my dad speaks pretty good English, but my mom is a little bashful. She speaks English, but she's a little bashful, so I don't know whether they're going to, like, you know, really be talking. But I'd like to see if my brother wants to join me for that. So I'm going to have to email him and talk to him about that to see if he likes it. So that sounds like an interesting idea, though, don't you think? You know, how many gay brothers are going to be able to sit down together and actually do a show about talking about gay issues and topics and with their family members? You know, so I'm going to try to do that if that's possible. It will be a very crazy weekend for me. I haven't talked about time yet. It will be on June. Sorry, celebrate Pride Month. June. This year, June the 25th, starting from Friday, it will be, I think, in the evening on Friday. I don't exactly know the time yet. So you have to go to pride48.com, or I will probably be posting it as well on my own website, pride48.com. And go there. And if you want to also donate there, because all the servers and live streaming server that is on there are all really financially supported by people who donated. So if you are generous, if you have little bucks here and there, a dollar or two, you can donate to Pride 48 and that would keep this going. We tried to do a summer one and then a winter one. Last year sort of fell apart because it takes a lot of time to organize and it just didn't happen last year. So hopefully this time we're going to get to do it twice a year. And So, and tell your friends too. Tell your friends about Pride 48 and work up to it. And of course, I'm going to give you the date now. It happens on June the 25th, which is a Friday, the 26th and the 27th. I think that is the date. Let me check on my calendar. Launch calendar app. Let's go to month view and skip to 2000. No, let's skip to 2011. No, not really. 2010, June. It is good. Yes, the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th. And I'm hoping to be able to do Ding the Bell session on the 27th. And if I can, I would also like to do the online also sometime either on the 26th or the 27th. I don't think I will be able to do on the 25th. We'll see. Now, it happens over 3 days, and because I don't know which slot I'll be able to get it yet, so it's going to depend on what slot it is, and I'll announce it. I think we'll probably get it in the next several weeks. So in the meantime, you would like to check back on onlinepodcast.com or go to pride48.com to find out exactly what the schedule is. So do that, please, and tell your friends all about it. And now if you are a podcaster as well, and if you'd like to join us for this event, it is not an exclusive thing. Anybody can join. And you don't even have to be a gay podcaster. As long as you want to do a live show, you don't even have to be a podcaster. If you are a real live DJ, or if you are a performer, and if you are tech savvy and you can set up your own computer to be a broadcasting station using Nicecast on a Mac and other software on the PC, which I have no idea, you can do it. So if you want to participate in pride48.com, just send an email to the organizer. I think this year it's Arthur. Arthur is going to be the organizer this year. And I think his email is Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, at pride48.com. Arthur is also a podcaster based in New Zealand. He's an American living in New Zealand. So you can contact Arthur if you would like to be a part of it. So, or in fact, if you don't want to contact Arthur directly, you can actually let me know and I'll just pass the message along. However, if you want to, you can also send email directly to him, Arthur at pride48.com, and it's pride48.com. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm very excited. As I told you, I will be very busy that weekend because on Saturday I have to sing for a wedding. That's like a paid gig. I have to sing for a wedding in the evening, I think 7:30 or something like that. And then on Sunday morning, I have to sing again at 8 o'clock a.m. So it's going to be a crazy weekend, but I would like to participate as much as possible. Hopefully, I will find a good time so that you can join me. I may actually do one for, I don't know, it'll be tough to do an overnight one because most nights I have to sing. I don't want to just, you know, drain my voice and use up all my energy and won't be able to sing for my performances on Saturday and Sunday. Anyway, now that I've spent so much time talking about some of the things, there's just so many things today, and I'm on my green tea high. It is, by the way, sponsored by funeral grade green tea. Very delicious green tea. I'm gonna take the last sip now. Anyway, so I recently tweeted about shit stress, and I should be clearer because Orange in the Pod. Remember Orange in the Pod? Pinoylicious. He sent me a tweet, or he responded to my tweet as if I was stressed. I just wanted to clarify that I was not stressed when I tweeted this. Let me see if I can find it. I said, shit stress, as in poop, shit stress is the worst kind. Because, this is, Bruce and I have been, it's like a running joke this weekend. I have been saying, I don't know if I actually said this on online or not, but I like to say because, as in because I say because in this manner. Because, I like to say because, so it's been like a running joke all this entire weekend. So I tweeted something to the degree of, what did I say? Okay, here it is. I said, shit stress is the worst kind. Just saying, don't judge. So what I mean was, do you know... do you know what I'm talking about? I don't know if you know what I mean. When this is what I meant by shit stress. Sometimes you need to go... I know this is not going to be gross. It's not going to be gross. That's not going to be the description of poop. But this is what I mean. When you have to go to the bathroom, number two, and you are in the back of your head, you need to quickly get it done. So that, such as, you are in a very crowded shop. Actually, very empty for my situation. A lot of people saw you go into the bathroom. And if you have to poop, if you have to go number two, it's a little, like, you know, I don't know, I get a little bashful, right? And you want to, like, get it done real quick. And the quicker you want to get it done, the harder you're going to get your business done quick. So under that sort of stress, I just can't go. You know what I mean? And so it's like a vicious cycle because, you know, you want to get it done, but then you want to get it done quick. And then the more quicker you want to do it, the less you can number two. So that sort of stress I hate. This reminds me of whenever I need to go to school. This is like when I was, you know, in my high school years. I take a school bus to school. And it's horrible because every morning I have this, I don't know whether you, we're talking poop now. Every morning after breakfast, it's when I need to go to the bathroom to number two. And so, not immediately, but, you know, after you eat for a while and then you're like, you know, comes time, you go ding, 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 you need to go number two. And so I would then want to go number two right around the time of when my school bus would come. So I would get all stressed out, right? And then you can't, like, you need to go, but then you're stressed out, you need to get it done quickly, and then it won't come. And then the moment it comes, the school bus arrives. Oh my gosh, I was going through so much stress. I remember right before the school bus arrived, I was like, oh my gosh, there are a few times where I have to send my mom out outside the house and say, he's not quite ready yet, please come back. Of course, my mom's accent. He's not ready yet, please come back. And so he would, like, go to other routes and pick up other people and then come back and pick me up. I was like, can you imagine the stress when I was number twoing? Oh my god. Not fun. That's what I meant by shit stress. It is so not cool. And this last, yesterday, the shit stress that I was tweeting about was when I went into this train shop with Bruce. And it was a very nice bathroom, by the way. But I walked in there and three of the shopkeepers just like, oh yeah, the light switch is on the right-hand side. You know, like being friendly and pointed it out. And I was like, oh, okay, thank you. So I went in, I turned on the light and I, you know, tried to do my business. And I was stressed because, like, it's very quiet and there's not a lot of people. So, but the three of them saw me go in there. So I was like, oh my gosh, they're not going to number two because he's been there for so long and then I'm trying to get it done real quick. It's like stressful. Ugh, hated it. And so anyway, just thought you would want to know. That's what I mean when I say shit stress. Not that I'm in, like, I'm stressed out or anything. I'm just, that's exactly what it means. Shit stress or poop stress. More politely, it'd be poop stress, I guess. So that's what I want to discuss today. And I hope you will enjoy the not disgusted, weird out and get all disgusted by my poop stress. But do you guys understand? You know what I mean? Please. Let me know if you understand what I mean. You can share your comments at onlinepodcast.com directly on the post itself. There's a comment area that you can do that. You can also call me 920 iPhone 1 and leave me your comments in voice form or email me online at gmail.com. Until next week, people, bitches, don't forget to smile. Ladies, bye.